What's the difference between a goal and a project? They can look the same, but they're not. And here's how you're going to be able to tell the difference between the two. So which one of these is a goal or a project? Is building a website a goal or a project? Is writing a book a goal or a project? Is hiring a new assistant a goal or a project? Is completing a new system for your customer service department a goal or a project? And is building a webinar funnel a goal or a project? And this is an important distinction because goals create accountability and projects create confidence. They are not the same thing though. So a goal or a project? Is building a website the goal or the project? It's a project. All of these are projects. And here's why. Well, if we go back to the OPP framework and outcome goals, which sit at the very top, they're tangible, you know you've achieved them, and it means they carry higher levels of stress because you don't have control. When I started my first business focusing on working with athletes, the one thing that I noticed was athletes that were very outcome oriented were always way more highly stressed and anxious than athletes who focused on these lower levels below. And also high performers or peak performers, what they thrived on was focusing on the process, that those bottom layers. So outcome goals though, not just because they're stressful doesn't mean that we don't use them. We definitely use them. It's just we build in layers below them so that we can give ourselves a sense of certainty and confidence towards the achievement of the outcome goal. So the second layer is performance-based projects. So when I'm working with athletes, we don't talk about projects, we talk about performance. And this one is you have a lot more control than outcome goals because it's based on, in this case for projects, it's based on your focus, it's based on your resources, it's based on your time, you're deciding where you're going to be moving your energy towards. And in the bottom layer is process and task. And this is where you have 100% control. That's why when I'm working with athletes, the more I can get them focused on the process, getting them to focus on what's happening right here, right now, the higher levels of confidence they get. And when you have someone focused on the process, then you get someone closer and closer to finding and staying in the zone and the flow state. And those of us that are entrepreneurs, it's the same thing. We can get into the zone and flow state as well by making sure that we break everything down into performance projects and processes and tasks. So here you can see with my little stress meter that stress goes up the more that you just focus on outcome goals. That's why we build in these bottom layers. So my athletes, when I first started work with them, it's getting them used to thinking about performance and process. Because a lot of athletes, it's a big part of sports. Everyone's always asking you, did you win the game? Did you score the goals? Whatever the case is. And even in business, we do the same thing. We have a scorecard and we keep score with, you know, revenue and sales and profits or leads or new customers or whatever the case is. And all those things are obviously very important and they give us direction. But at the end of the day, it's the strategies, which are our projects, what we choose to work on, and how we're working towards them with our processes and tasks that gives us a sense of certainty for how we can go about achieving these goals. So, a project. Build a website by March 24th. Build a website by March 24th, generating $5,000 per month in sales is a goal. And that's because the goal is now, or that statement is now accountable to something. It's doing something. Writing a book by July 29th, that's a project. You have a lot of control over that. Writing a best-selling book by July 29th, generating 12 new clients per month, a lot less control over that. That's a great goal. Hiring a new assistant by February 4th, hiring a new assistant by February 4th and reducing my work hours by 20%, a goal. Completing a new system for customer service by October 9th. Completing a new system for customer service by October 9th and reducing response times by 30%, a goal. And then building a webinar funnel by January 22nd, and building a webinar funnel by January 22nd, generating $4,000 per week in sales, a goal. So you can see here how many people go wrong with they think that they're setting goals, but really they're just setting projects. And they're avoiding rolling it up, or not that they're avoiding it, but they're not rolling it up into that sharpened point at the very end, at the top of the mountain, where it is being accountable to something. So you can get people who work on a bunch of projects and they're really busy and they're doing a lot of things, but if there's nothing sitting over top of it as a goal, then you don't really know where you're focusing all of this resources and time and money and skills towards. And that's what the goal does for us, is it creates the accountability towards something. So the difference is goals tell you why you're doing it. So if we go back to the previous examples here, you've got why we're doing it. I'm building a website so that it produces $5,000 per month in sales. Writing a best-selling book so that it brings in new clients and maybe gives more credibility. Hiring a new assistant so that I can reduce my work hours, and so on. Projects tell you what you're going to be spending your time towards. And I mean, you can see even in the previous examples, it almost looks like the project and goal sound like the same thing. You know, a lot of the same substance of the sentences are written the same, but the project is telling you what you're going to be spending your time on. So goals are accountable to a result. Projects are accountable to a deadline. It's a big difference, because you could have a goal that has a deadline, but if there's not some sort of result that's also tied into it, that is doing something for you, why you're doing it, then it's just a project. So goals create friction, and we need friction, because that friction is the thing that causes us as entrepreneurs or business people, it's that pebble in the shoe. Creators, we need something to cause us to, you know, it's not that we're walking around and we're wanting to be stressed all the time, but the hallmarks of people who are really great performers, they want to be accountable to something. So goals create that friction, and projects create the direction that we're going to be spending our time towards, like I said. So key takeaways here: goals and projects can look the same. Goals create a lot of stress if there's nothing underneath it to make them happen, which are our projects. And projects can make you feel busy and accomplished when they might not be actually producing a result. So if you've already gone out and created your goals and set your projects up, go back through it with this lens of, are you creating accountability with your goals, or is it just a project? And if so, then create the accountability. Why are you doing it? You know, what is that thing for? The so that statement. I'm doing this so that blah, whatever that might be for you. So I hope that clarifies what goals and projects are for you.